It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, it's our Talking Flicks to episode. We send one of our awesome listeners along to check out a movie and they get to come on and they get to review it for us and give us their honest thoughts. Mr. Lee, it's one of our favourites this week, one we've all seen, which is good. It doesn't often happen, does it?
No, it doesn't. Exactly right, Jay. This is such a good movie, and we were so lucky to talk to the actual director, John Sheedy, last week about this movie, and the movie we're talking about is Runt, and it's out in cinemas right now, and as we always say, you must see these movies, and you do have to go see this movie because it is a great movie. And yeah. Something that I will tell people, and I don't normally tell people this, you need to stay right to the end because something happens right at the end of the movie.
I love a good hook. Love a good hook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it is Runt. It is out now. We've got a talk and flicks to coming up in just a sec. But first of all, let's have a listen to the trailer.
Hey, Nanny, do you have anyone to look after you? Do you want to come home with me?
How are we doing?
Fine. We were learning about storms.
You could do with a few of those.
Even if we tighten our belts another notch, I don't know if we're going to make it through the summer.
We'll lose our home. We need to fix things.
The top two dogs in Australia earn an invitation to compete at a Crumpets Dog Show in London, which boasts a grand prize of $250,000.
That's it! Go! Me and Runt are going to make it to the Crumpets Dog Show.
Sounds a bit stupid. Do not think you're in any position to be making judgment on what is stupid.
Max! 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 Please tell me someone filmed that!
Runt doesn't have a specified breed.
He's just Runt. He was a stray, but now he lives with us. Where he comes from doesn't matter.
I want that Runt out of the ring.
Is this big glittering?
For a long time, he didn't have anyone,
and you found each other. You became his whole world. All he wants to see is you.
You don't need to fix everything.
Fixing things makes me happy. You don't need anyone. You
don't need anyone. The integrity of your trousers has been a bit compromised.
Pass me that towel, I've been defiled.
Yeah, such a feel-good film. And Mr. Lee, I'm sure every dog lover has already gone to see it.
Oh, look, I'm sure, because as you know, I love dogs. Yes, and as we sit here right now talking, Zeus is right beside me, laying down just, and I've got my foot just caught underneath his belly, actually. So, yeah.
Well, let's get into our talk and flicks to Mr. Lee, someone you know quite well this week.
Yeah, and it's so good to have her on. Chaz, hello, how are you?
Hi, JT and Grant, how are you, Mr. Lee?
Very, very well, thank you.
My name went first, Mr. Lee. Well.
Yeah, what's the go? It's actually meant to be Grant and JT, but anyway, we won't.
That's good.
We'll edit that.
I love
we'll
you, Chaz, already. That in,
edit that in post-production. It'll be right.
She does the editing, Mr. Lee, and no, I'm not taking that one out. I'm leaving that one in. But welcome, Chaz. What a great movie you got to go and check out, Runt. What did you think of the film? What were your thoughts? And I thought it was really feel good. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I've been really looking forward to seeing this movie ever since I initially saw the trailer probably a couple of months ago. And when I saw it, I'm like, this is one I'm hanging out for. I couldn't wait for it to hit the big screen. And yeah, it certainly delivered. I mean, walked out of the cinema feeling great. And I think just a great storyline, a feel-good movie. And I sort of had this funny suspicion that it may be kind of the new Red Dog. Obviously, Red Dog was released back in 2011, and I don't think we've had a really good kind of dog-centric movie that's been made in Australia since then. So it's been good to see that there's a new one back up on the big screen.
Exactly right. And that's exactly what you're saying about Red Dog. I feel the same way. I've actually been lucky enough to watch this twice now, and I've enjoyed it both times. I still had tears the second time that I was trying to hide. And I will let you know, Jay and the listeners, Chaz and I actually went and watched this together with another friend of ours, and it was nice to watch it with other people other than you, JT.
Only because I've seen you cry, and
yes,
you know that you're not going to live that down. So
correct, absolutely. Chaz, tell me, what do you think of Lily Latour? And she played Annie Shearer.
Yeah, I thought she was fantastic. I mean, such an amazing young actor. I've never seen her in anything else. So this is the first time I've seen a performance from her. But I, after actually watching the movie, I did a little bit of a quick Google of her and noticed that she's actually been in a few other things. But I think what I loved about her performance in this movie was you sort of forgot that she was acting. It really came across that she was just this young girl with her best friend, her dog, Runt, and, you know, trying to save the family farm, going overseas to this massive dog show to try and win, you know, all this prize money. And, yeah, I thought her performance was absolutely outstanding. So I'm really keen to see what she does next, because I think there'll be some pretty big things from her in the future.
Yeah, definitely. So young and, yeah, crazy to think about where she can go. Some big names she was working alongside, Joe Courtney, Jack Thompson, Deborah Malman, Celeste Barber. How do you think they played in the movie? What were your thoughts on their roles?
Yeah, I love the sort of father-daughter chemistry between Annie and her dad, because obviously with Jai Courtney playing the father in the movie, and like we mentioned just then, Lily obviously playing Annie, I felt like that chemistry was really, really good. Like, again, you sort of forgot that they were acting. They genuinely could have been sort of father daughter. And I've never been a huge fan of Celeste Barber, to be honest. I did not realise that she's been, you know, apart from her comedy that we know her for on social media and some of her stand-up comedy shows, I didn't actually realise she's done anything else serious on screen, be it TV or movies. But I was surprised at her performance. I think there was just so many wonderful people in this movie that it was really, really impressive. And I think it was well cast. So whoever was in charge of doing that behind the scenes, they certainly selected very well.
So you did forget one other most important actor in the movie, and or two actually. One was Jack Latour, which is Lily's brother in real life, who plays her brother, and Squid.
Mm.
Squid, yeah, he was a rescue dog, which we found out, and he actually has gone on to a huge stardom now, hasn't he?
It was a she, remember? It was a
she. Was yeah, too. She. Yes, that's right.
But played a male dog in the movie as a rescue dog, right, too. And I think it was 6 months. 6 months it took to train Squid to be able to take on that role. Lots of long days there, but what a star, and see the dog do some of those tricks was pretty incredible.
And I thought it was interesting to know that there was actually a couple of dogs that played the role of Runt. Obviously there was the main dog, obviously Squid, but then there was sort of three others that were sort of like in the background as well. Obviously I'm guessing they would have had them on standby. I've never worked with animals in TV or movies, but they always say it's interesting when you add a four-legged friend into the mix, so they probably had to have a few backups.
So true. Do you like dogs, Chaz? Did you have a dog when you were a kid?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I'd love to have a dog now, but I am a dog person. I wish I could have a dog, and it's movies such as this that sort of make you wish you had a little four-legged companion to come home to, because, you know, they become part of the family, and we see that in Runt, you know, just how much of a bond that the character Annie has with Runt in the movie. It's so special. And I think anyone, Mr. Lee, you'd probably agree, you know, with your dog Zeus, they're part of the family. They're, you know, your best friend. And, you know, if you've had a rough day or something's not, you know, going so great in life, they're always there, you know, to put a smile back on your face. So, yeah, wish I had a dog, but not at the moment. I don't think my landlord would probably be too happy about it if I did.
It's becoming more and more acceptable, Shaz.
Yes, so I hear that. Know. I hear you that. So fingers crossed.
Oh, look, and that is awesome. Yeah, I think to be a rescue dog too, so, you know, how good is that? A dog's going to not just have a home forever, but also everywhere it goes, be like, oh, there goes Runt. So, yeah, and just to think about what they can do with Squid now, I'm sure Squid will be making a lot of appearances over time. It will always be remembered. And I'm hoping that Squid also makes an appearance in potentially Runt 2 down the track if it does happen. If it goes off really well, who knows?
Yeah, fingers crossed. And the other thing, the other thing that surprises me as well with Runt and the fact that there was a few like extras was the fact that because Squid's got a very, interesting sort of look, obviously being a rescue dog, but being sort of a bits of this and bits of that kind of dog too. Trying to find other dogs that look similar if they do need like a stand-in for a particular scene, I thought that would have been really interesting because to me it's not like a Labrador or, some other sort of breed that they do somewhat all look the same. Runt, a.k.a. Squid, looked very unique. So trying to find another couple of dogs that look somewhat similar would have had to have been pretty tricky, I would imagine.
It's somewhere you can't just go to the pound and say, look, I need three dogs like this, four dogs like this, because, yeah, you just wouldn't get it.
No, wouldn't kind of work like that.
Yeah, you know, the Crumpets Dog Show was, you know, the best dogs and the trainers. Is that something that you could see yourself doing? Just the attention to detail and the hours and, yeah, is that something that you could see yourself doing down the track if you became really good at it?
Oh, look, probably not, to be honest. I can be somewhat competitive, but I don't think even if I did own a dog, I would even think of going in dog shows. It's a whole different world. I've seen some of these dog shows in person and it's pretty full on. It can be very cutthroat. There's politics. As it's sort of depicted in the movie, I mean, with the obviously a couple of the characters, and when they get to that high level dog show over in London, it is really, really competitive. But I take my hat off to those people who do, you know, they are trainers, they do show their dogs, because a lot of effort, a lot of time and a lot of money goes into it as well. So, but I don't think it's for me. Runt hasn't inspired me to maybe look at that down the track at all.
I don't know, Shay. It's 250K. It's tempting, isn't it? That's it's a lot of money.
it is. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would be quite for me. I might put my competitive streak to use in some other places.
And it might
maybe go to the UK for ballroom dancing.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
That would be fun. But, you know, the funny thing is it might take you $250,000 to get to that level to win that money back that you've just paid out. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I'd say so. And I find it actually really interesting. Again, something that I did after watching this movie, because, you know, realizing how big that world is of showing dogs, you know, not only just here in Australia, but overseas. And I wanted to sort of see whether Crumpets Dog Show was possibly based on, you know, a big dog show. And I'm not too sure, but there is actually a huge, it's the world's biggest dog show. It's over in the UK. It's called Crufts. And it's been around since, I think I read somewhere like 1891. So it's been a really, really like long running dog show. And they, some of the sort of stats that I read about it was like this year when they had the dog show, they had like 24,000 dogs that actually competed. It is massive.
That is crazy.
So yeah, Crufts Dog Show. It's over in the UK.
See, Mr. Lee, this is research. Are you taking note of this?
I should be taking note of this.
Yeah, that's it. See?
Maybe next week we'll get something a bit better, but anyway.
Okay, maybe next week. That's what you said last week.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should just let Shaz and I'll be the guest every now and then. How's that?
No, Mr. Lee, you're an integral part.
He is the cock.
Thank you so much. You're only just saying that. Hey, now, I want to ask a question. What do you think of Max Latour's stunts? He was a bit of a go-getter, wasn't he? You know, in the trailer, you know that he jumps off a pole. In the trailer, you know that his bike tires are actually on fire. So he was a go-getter.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, we mentioned earlier that he is actually the brother of Lily Latour in real life. They're actually brother and sister. So you could see that on screen as well. That shone through with their performances. But I think Max Shearer, the actual character, and obviously Jack's portrayal, just like any typical kid, you know, of that age, like, you know, not stereotyping, but like a lot of young boys, you know, they're like that. You know, they want to be out running around, riding their bikes around. Typical Aussie, you know, kid. So, yeah, I thought some kids are scared of heights, but him climbing that windmill tower in one of the scenes, that was pretty impressive. So, I thought it was really, really cool to see what he did and his own stunts. So, yeah.
And sometimes, too, at that age, when you've got siblings, they don't get along well together and it can be a complete disaster. You don't get that from the movie that, like, as you said, Shaz, you can just tell the relationship they've got. So they must be all right at home.
Well, I'm sure that any brother or sister, there's always those times where they maybe get on each other's nerves. But I think they were well behaved on screen. But I'm sure off screen there might have been, you know, just that typical, you know, brother and sisterly sort of, you know, maybe a few little disagreements here and there. But they genuinely, and even in all the press I've seen that they've done together, they look like they're really close. They really get on. Yeah. So, I think that, and that's kind of magic for them also, I guess, in years to come, if they look back at, you know, work that they've done to sort of say, hey, look at us, you know, we were on screen together. That's pretty cool.
How many siblings can say that they've been in a movie together? It's not something you see very often, is it? Like it's quite rare. So, and again, so young too. They could do it again down the track.
Yeah. I don't know if they have been in anything else together. I'm not too sure.
Hold on, Mr. Lee. They have. Mr. Lee's nodding his head.
I have actually done my research. They actually were in a movie with Natalie Portman together, playing brother and sister as well. Don't ask me the name of the movie, but I know they were in a movie with
Natalie Portman. I was going to ask you the name of the movie. That's my next question.
I knew you were, Jay. That's why I jumped to it.
Would you like to Google it, Mr. Lee? You're welcome to.
Oh, thank you. Let me just try.
You want to? Okay.
Let me just see.
I'll give you some time. Let's see.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Take your time, Mr. Lee.
Let me
We're just chilling here.
I love this elevator music.
Yeah, it's good. This is our thinking music.
I thought that's what it was.
Just to give him a bit of motivation. I might put him to sleep with it, though.
Yeah, you might.
This is taking a bit longer than I thought.
I like to have an afternoon snack. I do. You know what? My fingers aren't working quick enough. I actually think it was the clearing.
The clearing?
Yeah. Yes, because I can see Natalie Portman there. So, no, it wasn't that one. That one was with Miranda Otto and Guy Pearce. There you go. How good's that? I'll find it and I'll let you know.
I was going to say, this is very awkward. So, quick show is a good show, Mr. Lee. You know,
it is. And my fingers aren't going too quick. I'm so sorry. It is very bad. Yeah. No, I can't find it. There you go. I did find it somewhere.
Cool. Mr. Slowfingers Lee, right?
That yeah. I've got four fingers, okay? Don't hassle me.
Punching two don't keys at once.
And I thought it was good too. You know, we spoke about the rest of the cast, and I thought it was really cool to see, I mean, some icons of Australian TV and movies, like Jack Thompson. It's been ages since we've seen, you know, him on the big screen. I can't get over, I actually, again, something that I Googled after the movie just to see how old he was, and 84, he's currently 84. So, you know, for him to still be making movies such as this, I mean, he had a few key sort of scenes in this film. I think that's just awesome. And I mean, Deborah Mailman, I loved her back in The Sapphires, which came out in 2012. And that was probably my first time I'd ever seen her in, you know, a role such as that. So then to see her back again, only sort of little glimpses of her in this movie, but without her character, obviously the story wouldn't have flowed. So I thought she was well cast as well. So, yeah, it was great to sort of see them in the movie together.
You're absolutely right, because Jack Thompson, he's a huge Hollywood star as much as what he's an Australian star. But Deb Mailman, I love her. I reckon she's one of our best actresses that we've got. And The Sapphires, you're right, she was brilliant in that. She really stole the show. I actually think she did a better job than Jessica Mailboy, which I know is a big call because she was the main actress, but I really did enjoy Deb Mailman in that one.
Yeah, no, it was a great movie. And I think that's the other thing I feel that needs to be probably a little bit celebrated more is Australian cinema. I mean, you know, when we have these movies come out, you know, we don't see them all the time because, you know, we see so many overseas made films, you know, especially from the States. But we've got, you know, a pretty incredible you know, screen industry here in Australia. So, you know, every now and again when these movies do appear, you know, on the movie screen at the local cinema, you go along and support them, because it's not only just the actors you see on the big screen, but it's everyone behind the scenes that, you know, make these productions possible. And you want to keep that industry alive and well in this country, because we've got so many talented actors and directors and producers and, you know, costumed, you know, in the costume department, everything. It's pretty outstanding.
Oh, it is. Definitely. And when you look at it, look how many American movies come out to Australia, because we do have the behind the scenes people here. And, you know, when you're looking at major movies like Thor, for instance, you know, it was made here. That's a major Hollywood blockbuster, and they're using Australian people, either extras or, you know, sound, lighting, all that. It's a great thing. And that's why we have to keep supporting Australian cinema, as you said, Shaz, to keep them in a job. And also me in a job too, but more so those people.
Yeah, well, and definitely this is a movie, I mean, to see with whole family, you know, whether it's a bit of school holiday fun or it's just for, you know, on the weekend, getting out of the house, taking the kids, something to do. I think the little kids and the big kids will get a kick out of this movie, and I think take something away so from it. I think it's an awesome family movie. So, yeah, well done to everyone involved.
Well, I've got to say, Shaz, I think cinema rules, books drool. Are you a book fan, and have you read this book? Because for me, I don't do books. I want to see it on the big screen. Have you read the book, Craig Silvey's his book?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know of the book prior to seeing the trailer for this movie. So obviously once I saw the trailer, and then I think it actually says on the tail end, you know, based on the book by Craig. Yeah. So after seeing that, I sort of became aware, oh, this is actually, there's another story. There's actually a book where this movie sort of come from. But to be honest, I probably won't go and pick up a copy of the book now that I've seen the movie. And I'm probably a little bit the same in terms of I'd probably choose to see the movie over reading the book. I've done that with a few that have gone from, you know, book form to movie. I've just waited till it's hit the cinema screen, bought my ticket, and gone along.
Well, that's you and me. Mr. Lee has already bought himself a copy, and he sits there and reads it while listening to Barbara Streisand. So I know that he's already, I know he's right across that. So once he's read the book, he'll let us know whether that's any good. So we'll leave that in his hands.
That'll be our next
Very good.
Podcast we do. We'll do the book about the movie and that'll be the podcast. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Oh, I can't wait for that. I just can't wait.
Compare book a movie and the movie will always win.
Every time, yeah.
Every time.
Books are just, I don't know, I've never understood them. I don't know. Just always prefer the movie. You get a more emotion in the movie, I reckon. The book just doesn't quite. You get a picture in your mind with a book, but seeing it on the big screen, there's something better.
The funny thing is, people say books tell you more things, but when you're watching a movie, you see it. It's in the background or it's there. Like, they're describing it too, but you actually can see it. And, you know, there might be, you know, the dog walking past there or whatever. You actually see what the book does tell you, but you're reading it in the book.
I feel like there's also a, you know, when it comes to converting a book, especially a book that's been so well known, you know, we've seen it in the past with other films, when a book's been out for so long and so many people have bought copies and they've read these, you know, novels, and then for someone to take it and convert it into a movie, there's always the danger you're not going to get it quite right to match what people have envisaged when they've, you know, been turning the pages and reading the book themselves. But I think from everything I've heard about this movie, and for people that have actually known about the book prior, they've gone to the cinema and seen the movie now, it sounds like it matches up, and everyone sort of says they've done a really good interpretation of bringing this book to the big screen. So, So if anyone's obviously read the book and they haven't seen the movie yet, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and enjoy it.
Well, I think, Mr. Lee, let's find out what Shaz thought of the movie overall. Do you want to give the Chock Tops to Shaz? You want to get him out of the freezer?
I'll just go to the freezer now and get 5 Chock Tops out.
Get your apron on, Mr. Lee. Come on, start.
And the little hat, you know, just like I was. Yeah,
oh
just like
my
Mr.
God.
Mr.
Do I get to pick the flavors?
Of course you do.
Yes, you do. Yeah, what flavors do you want?
I've heard the boysenberry is really, really good.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Boysenberry is my favorite.
Okay, that's my favorite.
Okay, Shaz, I've got 5 boysenberry Chock Tops here. How many Chock Tops do you give this movie?
I give it 4 Chock Tops out of 5.
Oh,
well done.
There you go. That's pretty impressive. 4. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An Aussie film getting 4. That's great.
4 out of 5. I think it's deserving of it. I think it really is. From the directing to the cast and their acting, even to obviously the biggest star of the show, Runt, Squid. I think, yeah, definitely worth 4 Chock Tops.
And
awesome.
We've got to say, like, when it comes to giving a movie a 5, to get a 5, it had like, it's got to be like, boom, out of the park, right? So 4 is very, very good.
Yes, yeah. I was thinking about, you know, thinking about this when you mentioned it just then about the score, and I think 4 is a worthy score for this one because, yeah, I mean, I find any movie would be incredible to find a movie that you'd give a 5 to. Like, there would be ones out there, but I think you've got to give a bit of room to move. But I think this is definitely up there. So it's ranking high on my list of Australian movies, that's for sure.
I've got to ask you, Shaz, what would you give 5 Chock Tops to out of curiosity? What do you reckon we get your 5?
Probably Red Dog.
Okay, there you go. Well,
in terms of Australian movies, Red Dog.
Well, in this instance, Shaz, you get to keep a Chock Top. How good's that?
So, I do.
Yeah. And it's boysenberry, so you're all right. You'll be looked after.
They're good.
You wanted to give it 5, but you can keep the 1. That's okay. Shaz, it's been an absolute blast having you come on. Make sure you come back, okay? And we'll have to send you off to see something else.
I would definitely love to do that as a big fan of the podcast. Thank you so much for having me a part of this week's episode. It's been great fun.
My pleasure. Now, we haven't had a chance yet to pick on Mr. Lee's hair. Do you want to? You want to do something before we wrap this up?
Well, I thought he might have been doing that while he was reading his book or while he was Googling,
Well done, Shaz. I couldn't have done it better.
All we want to say is thanks, Shaz, and you'll never be back again. So thank you. That's great. Just kidding.
He's a good one. But, of course, if you want to be a Talking Flickster, Mr. Lee, the best way to go is to the website, right?
It certainly is. If you go to theforum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on the link to Talking Flicks, and then you'll see how to actually become a Talking Flickster, just like Shaz has, and we'll send you off to a movie and you'll enjoy it on... Actually, when are you going to start paying, JT?
We've already had this discussion, Miss Lee.
I've got to keep asking you each week.
This is your gig. And you make more money than me, right? You manage a movie cinema. Come on. Don't take from the poor, Mr. Lee.
One day you might start paying for these Talking Flicks to go. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks again, Shaz. We do appreciate it.
No, thank you, Mr. Lee, and thanks, JT. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, Shaz. Mr. Lee, what's next week? What's going on next week? What's on the rundown next week?
Yeah, I actually think next week's is a wild robot, and we're sending Chloe off to the movie to see The Wild Robot, which is out now as well, and it's getting rave reviews as well. So it's good to have two great movies. There's actually more than that at the moment for kids, but they're the two that we're doing. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, that is next Wednesday at midday. We'll catch you on Friday for our regular podcast, and interesting top five is all I'll say for this week, Mr. Lee. There's been some movement, and Beetlejuice may or may not have been dethroned. We will find out this coming Friday.
Yes.
There's a hook. Interesting. There's a hook. See? I gotcha. We'll catch you on Friday at midday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.